Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners of this program Lantern, thank you very much for joining us. The title of today's story is The Little Ants. The Prophet and his companions, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny once paused during a journey and made a camp where they could rest. The Prophet went around the camp talking to the men and making sure that everything was all right. Then not far away, he saw a fire. Someone has lit the fire to keep himself warm. Prophet Muhammad walked towards the man who had lit the fire to talk to him. Suddenly, he saw that not far away there was an anthill. The ants could be seen running about near the hill, working very hard, as ants do. Some of the ants were further away from the anthill than others, and the Prophet saw that they were getting very close to the fire the man had lit. If they came much closer, the ants might be burned up or harmed in some way. The Prophet was disturbed to see this. The ants were in danger. That meant that God's living creatures were in danger. "Who has started fire here?" he asked. The man who had kindled the fire looked up. "I kindled the fire, O Messenger of Allah," he replied. "It is cold and I need it to make myself warm." "Quick," the Prophet told him. "Put out the fire." The man obeyed at once. He took a blanket and beat the fire until its flames died away. Then the man looked around and saw that there were ants in the surrounding area where the fire had been. He realized then that the Prophet had been worried about the ants. He did not want the fire to hurt them, and in his great mercy had ordered the fire to be put out. Even afterwards, the man always remembered to look round carefully before he lit a fire. "There might be ants or other animals nearby," he said to himself, "and Allah forbids that any man should hurt them."
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binasin. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with modes of treating animals. It's indicated, in one of the hadiths of the sixth infallible Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, who quoted from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said, "La tadribu al-dawaba ala wujuha fa innaha tusabbih wa hamdillah." Never beat animals on the faces, because they also praise God. They also praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we find that whatever praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deserves respect. From this perspective, one can conclude that we have no right to harm even plants, because plants are living things, and as a living thing, for example, a tree or a flower praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of this, we find that the Islamic religion has been really very attentive to the rights of the nature, the rights of animals and the rights of plants. Also, the sixth infallible Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, when he said to his companions some of the wise sayings of Luqman to his son, indicated that Luqman told his son, recommended his son, not to sleep on the back of animals, because sleeping on the back of animals makes problems for the animals, and we have no right to cause any problem for animals. Elsewhere, it's indicated that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna Allah yuhibbu ar-rifq wa yu'inu alayhi. Fa idha rakabtum ad-dabba dabbat al-'ujf fanzaluha manazilaha." فانزلوها منازلها فإن كانت الأرض مجدبة فانجوا عليها وإن كانت مخصبة فانزلوها منازلها. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you and likes you to treat the animals. If the animal is thin, you have to feed it. With grass and other things. And let the animals take rest, adequate rest. And in case you are riding an animal and you are crossing a dry land, you should move faster. And when you reach a pasture, you have to pause, you have to stop for some time and let the animals graze and let the animals feed themselves.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Also, it's indicated that according to another piece of hadith from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, لِلْدَابَّةَ عَلَى صَاحِبَهَا سِتِّ خِصَالِ يَعْلِفُهَا إِذَا نَزَلْ وَيَعْرَضْ عَلَيْهَا الْمَا إِذَا مَرَّ بِهِ وَلَا يَدْرِبُهَا إِلَّا عَلَى حَقٍّ وَلَا يَحْمِلُهَا إِلَّا مَا لَا يُتِيقُ وَلَا يُكَفِّلُهَا مِنْ السَّيْرِ إِلَّا طَاقَتَهَا وَلَا يَقِفُ عَلَيْهَا فَاوَقًا وَلَا يَقِفُ عَلَيْهَا فَوَاقًا. There are six rights of the animal that its owner should consider them. One, when the animal reaches home, its owner has to feed it. When someone who owns an animal reaches water, he has to let the animal drink well. Its owner shouldn't beat it, without any reason. Shouldn't put too much burden on it and shouldn't urge the animal to move and to walk more than it can perform, more than it can do. And at the same time, never anybody has any right to stand on the back of the animal because it irks the animal. It causes problems for the animal. In a piece of hadith, it's indicated that Umm Kulthum, who was one of the daughters of the first infallible Imam Ali alayhi salam, indicated that some geese had been brought as gifts for Imam al-Hussein, who was, as the son of Imam Ali alayhi salam. When Imam Ali alayhi salam was going to die, in effect of being assassinated, in one of his recommendations, Imam Ali alayhi salam recommended his son Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam to be attentive to feeding the geese, so long as they were over there, they would live comfortably. Thank you.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah.